And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are artist Jacob Broussard and Jeffrey McCullough, who is organizing the Big Easel, which will take place this coming Saturday, May 10th. And I know a lot of our listeners have heard that phrase, the Big Easel. You've been around for several years now, I believe
2006 is the year that the event began.
Okay. But they may not really know what it is or how big it's actually gotten over the past few years. And so before we talk specifically with one of your artists that you will have, there's going to be 72 of them, so Jacob is just one of 72 of them. Describe what's behind the idea of the Big Easel. What makes it so special?
The Big Easel is a one-day only, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. art show with 72 artists this year. It is a juried event, so the quality of the artist is very good. They've gone past the committee and submitted their work to be accepted. All mediums. And that is what makes the event so great, is that it is truly accessible to everyone, whether they're coming out to buy paintings or photography, jewelry, metal, clay, wood, all mediums are there at all price points. So it is truly an accessible show. No one should be intimidated that they're not going to be able to afford something. There are pieces there from $50 up to $5,000. And so it is just a broad range of very, very good work. And the Big Easel always wants to have a broad range. That's very important. It's not a limited show in terms of just, you know, one type of art. Mm-hmm. Whether the style is traditional, contemporary, if someone's looking for landscapes, are there. If they want abstracts, are there. If they want, you know, silver jewelry, it's there. Whatever they want really is there. And it's by very, very good artists, actually from seven states this year, not just local artists. And that's... we've opened that up to include artists from all over the South. So seven states will be represented this year. So it's really an opportunity for people to come out and see art that they would never have the opportunity to see in Lafayette, because mm-hmm. the artists from other states aren't represented by galleries in Lafayette. But at the Big Easel, one day only, anyone can come out and see this incredible work by artists from all over.
Mm-hmm. Because we hear of amazing art shows in other states. You know, a lot of the artists from here travel to big art shows
right.
around the country. And this really gives us an opportunity here to have that same experience.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think what people are struck by every year is that they can come to the Big Easel and see such high-quality work in Town Square in Lafayette. Town Square is not a big space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But so for the amount of space that we take up, for each artist to have a gallery tent, and we do consider it that. It's sort of their gallery for the day, and that's the direction that the committee gives them in designing their space, is to pretend it's your gallery. Mm-hmm. What do you want that to look like? And so the standards are pretty high for how they display their work. And people really are able to see work by artists that they just would never get to see.
Mm-hmm.
It is a show that's on par with some of the better shows throughout the country.
All right. And you're volunteering your time to do this, to put it together. And
absolutely.
You're aided by the jurors.
We have a wonderful committee that works mm-hmm. very hard. People don't really understand that we start planning the Big Easel in October. And so from October until the big event in May, the committee works really, really hard, and it does take that long to plan an event that's as nice as this one is.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we can't do it without the incredible artists who are vying for a spot.
Right.
One of them, Jacob
mm-hmm.
Broussard,
mm-hmm.
who was our Best in Show winner before, and so, you know, we're so happy to have him back, and this will actually be his third Big Easel. And he's only 21 years old.
So you were a teenager when you first started.
I was. Yeah.
Well, Jacob, what is your medium?
My medium of choice is paint. I'm a painter. Mm-hmm. So I am graduating from the university, actually, in painting this upcoming spring.
Here at UL.
Here at UL. Yes, mm-hmm. ma'am. So I'm a painter at heart. Figurative painter, of mm-hmm. course. So.
Well, there's quite a tradition of painting here at UL Lafayette. I mean, amazing painters
there
who
is.
Have been professors at this university.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have that, you know, academic aspect to mm-hmm. influence the work. And it constantly keeps me on my toes. I'm constantly pushing myself in that sense to, you know, make work for myself, for, you know, Big Easel, you know, because that's a representation of yourself. and your work. So, yeah, it's been great to have that kind of dual relationship in my work.
Now, who have your professors been?
My professors, yes, huge influence. Mm-hmm. Alan Jones, head professor of painting, and also John Hawthorne, who actually he just recently had a retrospective of his work at the ACA, and Alan Jones is planned to have one as well. Great professors, great painters, really, really have a handle and control of the medium of teaching, especially relaying, you know, in a critique setting to their students. It's more of an artist to artist relationship rather than a professor to student, which is something that I think benefits any art student or developing artist. So. Mm-hmm.
And that has been part of the tradition here at UL in visual arts for a long time, that that it's almost like a colleague relationship.
Very much so. I think it's a token that we have here in the program that I'm definitely going to, you know, miss when I graduate, of mm-hmm. course, in a week. So, but I have those relationships that are great. I can relay my work to them outside of an academic setting, and I know I'll get just as much attention as I would inside. Mm-hmm. So,
well, we've had both of those professors here in our studios. Yeah. They support KRVS, and many of our listeners know of their work. They've either seen them in exhibits, perhaps went to the retrospective show mm-hmm. for John Hawthorne. How would you describe your work in relation to that? Maybe give people a sense of what you do. What is your style?
My work, well, like I said, I'm a very figurative-based artist, but I'm not a very strictly figurative in a sense that everything has to be smoothed out and brushed out. A lot of my work has very abstract qualities to it that are implemented onto the figure, but I've been very much indebted to the figure throughout my painting experience. But a lot of what I'm working with right now is based in Southern culture, Southern identity, which is an asset that I think John's from Mississippi, you know, Alan's from Texas. So, you know, mm-hmm. it's
getting kind the full of Gulf Coast covered there.
Very much so, you know, and having that influence my work is it's tremendous. And forming my own visual voice and my own ideas through their assistance is mm-hmm. great. So.
Well, when you say figurative, a lot of people immediately think of the human body. Mm-hmm. But if somebody would see your pieces, what would they see when you say you're influenced by the South? What sorts of images might they see?
Yeah. Figurative, yes, I am very based in the human anatomy, or mm-hmm, if you want mm-hmm. to call it, very academic. I'm very interested right now in the Southern male identity. So the work has taken a turn for figurative of the male, the seated male. Mm-hmm. I'm interested too in, you know, different identity formations that are based in the South. Within the South and outside the South, based on, you know, country bumpkins or rednecks or different things like that. Those are kind of ideas I like to play around with and kind of impose onto the work and see where it gets me. You know, and also, too, you know, my personal experiences as a Southern male influenced onto the work as well. So it's a bit of a combination of both of that kind of overlay. I work very overlaid, kind of figuratively. So, but yeah, it is figurative, but with abstract qualities, I would say.
Mm-hmm. One of the ways that Jacob has already had great success as a young artist is that he's taken family portraiture to another level, and so he's received many commissions to using mm-hmm. old family photographs, but giving them a modern spin.
Right.
Mm. And so people are now commissioning him to paint their grandmother and in some cases multi-generation in one image. And so it don't think of your, you know, sort of staid portrait of a person, an ancestral portrait. Think of that done in a very abstract, modern, cool way. And that is actually, I think, how the Big Easel gives artists like Jacob the exposure that it gives, because through the Big Easel, he gained gallery representation by a gallery from Mississippi, mm-hmm. View Gallery, right outside of Jackson, which actually now is a participating gallery in the Big Easel. But that is how that gallery owner first saw Jacob's work, was at the Big Easel, and immediately said, absolutely, I have to represent this artist. So people are having this reaction to his work when they see it. It's just something that they feel. Mm-hmm. Because he's doing something different that they haven't really seen before. And so when they see it, it's just this feeling that they get. And then they go, well, wait, I have this great photo of my grandmother from 1961. Right. And the next thing you know, he's gotten a commission to paint the grandmother and then the great aunt and then the grandfather. And it
so
goes on.
So you're already
and on.
A working artist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have, you know, to have projects lined up and be overwhelmed. But it's great. And like what Jeffrey said, it's a lot of the work has taken. An origin in photography. You know, I love old photographs that really, family portraiture, different things it really was the jumping point into the work that I'm making now. So
will you have any of these commissioned pieces in your gallery space this Saturday?
I am actually considering bringing two pieces of they're family members. Mm-hmm. They were gifts. So I think I'm going to definitely bring those as well.
Just to show.
And to offer, you know, this aspect of the work. So
your other pieces, would they be similar to this kind of old photograph, traditional,
right.
but yet with a spin? Even when you're bringing up subjects out of your own head
right.
and not looking at a photo, is there a similarity?
Yeah, I would say they are very similar. And, you know, I'm making work now that, you know, might be different in a year, but it's everything's encoded into each other. You know, mm-hmm. I feel there's a constant evolution. I always want to have a sense of anxiety when I'm kind of in the studio because I feel like I'm pushing myself conceptually and visually. Mm-hmm. So if I get too comfortable, I feel like that's detrimental, you know, to a lot of art, you know, or artists. Mm-hmm. So the work's constantly evolving. I always refer back to, you know, old photographs. I mean, one of the very first old photographs that I used to make work off of was an old 1942 photograph of my grandfather from Scott, Louisiana, on his bicycle. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see. It's almost like I've come full circle with the work that I just finished up at the Hilliard. And then, you know, looking at that work, which I made about a year ago.
That was the Best in Show winner.
Yes. Yes,
the piece he's talking about.
There's their senior show at the Hilliard right
yes.
now?
Yes. Well,
it ended today.
Okay. Yeah, yes, we deinstalled okay. today. So,
one of the great things about the Big Easel is for those who come back year after year, meaning the buyers and collectors, the Big Easel is a great place for artists to introduce a new body of work. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking specifically Jacob, artists like Kelly Kaufman, Kathy Dumasnil, Julie Bro, Lou Svensson. Those are artists that have done the – painters specifically that have done the Big Easel year after year after year. And it's always so great to see people walking around the Big Easel and when they get into that artist gallery space for the day going, wow, that's so great and unique and different. And so a lot of the artists work on a body of work in preparation for the Big Easel – and introduce it at the Big Easel, which is Jacob was actually mm-hmm. doing that. I know some of the work mm-hmm. that he is going to be showing, and it's work that no one's ever seen before.
Right.
So even those who go to the Big Easel year after year after year after year as an attendee are going to see something fresh and new, not just in the artist that they're already familiar with, but in all of the artists that they're not familiar with.
Well, and how wonderful to see these artists developing
it's amazing.
Before them.
It's so right. amazing. As a mm-hmm. as the organizer of the event with the committee and as a collector and as an art consultant, it is so great to walk around. I don't get to – well, since I have to inspect the tents before mm-hmm. the event starts, that's when I get to walk around and actually get first dibs
crowd.
On what I want to buy.
You put that little sticker on
I put that. Right? I just say sold. I'll pay you later. And so that's one of the great things is mm-hmm. to be able mm-hmm. to walk around and just see great, mm-hmm. great work.
And what a nice opportunity for us. We know that there are at festivals around here, there are artisans and craftspeople, painters as well. But there's so much extraneous activity.
This is without the distraction.
That's
exactly.
Right.
This is
right.
art, an art show. We actually, we prefer to call it an art show and not mm-hmm. a festival because it is solely an art show. Mm-hmm. It just happens to include a lot of mediums, and there happens to be entertainment a little bit, but not distracting. Only three. We have a trio from the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra this year performing in the morning, mm-hmm. and then two singers in the afternoon. So we only have three periods of entertainment that keeps people happy, but it's not a distraction. There is food, but it's a little bit separate. So there, it is solely an art show that happens to have those other aspects. It's not about those other aspects, and then there's an art show off to the side.
Right.
It's the opposite.
This is all about the art.
Absolutely.
If you are just tuning in, we're talking about the Big Easel, which takes place this Saturday in Lafayette in the town square in River Ranch. 72 artists, including my guest, Jacob Broussard, who is graduating from UL this month. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
And a student of John Hathorne and Alan Jones, and in that fine tradition of painting that has developed over decades here at UL Lafayette,
yes.
Obviously continuing to produce young artists who are making their way in the world quite
yeah.
quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
So you mentioned the names of some of the artists who are all painters. Do you have some names perhaps who work in other mediums?
Absolutely. Some of the jewelry artists, and again, this is just off the top of my head, a few of them that do it every year and have great success. Janet Ulrich Terrio from Lafayette is a wonderful jewelry artist. Dickie Wagner, who used to teach at UL, who's an incredible artist.
He's taught generations.
Yeah, taught generations. In fact, most of the jewelry artists that show at the Big Easel were students of Dickie Wagner's at some point. Paula McDowell is a great jewelry artist. Some new jewelry artists this year, Tammy McCormick, is one of those. Aaron Gesser, for 2 years in a row, has won the best jewelry piece in the Big Easel preview show. In ceramics and porcelain, Susan Chicklin from Lafayette has won 2 years in a row the best porcelain piece. We're happy to have her back again this year. Camille Pavi, Claiborne, Barbara Fontenot, Susan Mashoda, Ann Fenstermaker. Those are all pottery and ceramic artists. Annette Oquin is a jewelry artist that I forgot to mention. And then photographers. We have Carrie Greiken, Eric Svensson, Sonny Montleon, Joni Noble, who's a professor at UL Monroe, is doing her first Big Easel this year. They're in the metal, wood, and glass category. Arthur McVicker, who is just an incredible wood artist. This will be his third Big Easel this year, and he's going to have some really interesting pieces that no one's ever seen before that are just fantastic. Terry Palmer is he falls into the metal wood glass category. Kai Drobish, those cover a lot of the categories. We do have works on paper, and that's really important. Linda Monclaw is an incredible watercolorist. Lawrence Young is a figurative works on paper artist. And Anne McLeod from Metairie. Mm-hmm. I mean,
so
that's just a sampling.
You separate the works on paper from the
Well, we do for the Big Easel preview show, which is judged every year, and that was in April, and we give awards. This year's Best in Show winner, which Jacob was last year, this year's Best in Show winner is Connor McManus, a young Lafayette native who just graduated from Brown University. And Connor lives in New Orleans now, and this will be his first Big Easel. And he won Best in Show in his first, it's like winning the Kentucky Derby at your first at your first run.
And so, all these young artists that you all are helping to get out into the world.
That's our goal. I mean, that really is the goal of the committee. The Big Easel takes no percentage of sales. So this is truly an opportunity for artists to have good success, great success in many cases, and to gain the exposure that they need to go to the next level. If there was one goal of the Big Easel Committee, that is that goal, to gain success and gain exposure to go to the next level. It's so hard to be a professional artist. It's a really – it's a hard career path in some cases, and it's so important for artists to follow their dreams and to do what they love to do, and that's what we hope we can give them.
Because probably, Jacob, you wouldn't be showing at a festival art show, and so around here it's really difficult for crowds of people to be exposed to your work, and this is an opportunity that allows that.
Exactly, and I think also, too, with the Big Easel also comes the preview show right before the Big Easel, which is really something that, as a developing artist, I can I'm able to get my work out there in a gallery setting, in a professional gallery setting. I mean, it's white, crisp walls. It's the layout's always to a T. It's
I think you get to meet and talk with people.
Exactly,
and your
art. You're networking, you're meeting different people, you're talking about different ideas with other different local artists. So I think Big Easel really is an experience that encompasses a lot of different aspects that, you know, on the outside might not seem like it is, but for a visual artist, for a developing visual artist, I think these are detrimental things, you know, that really build you and your visual voice in developing that. So,
you know, they're gaining exposure to thousands
right.
of people, not hundreds, thousands. And, you know, it's one day. It's not. It's one day that's the culmination of months and months, even a year work. But in one day to gain that kind of exposure is just major for an artist. And the what the Big Easel artists are finding is happening more and more, and I'm so happy when they report back to me that this sort of thing happened, is that 6 months from now, they might get a call where someone remembered a piece that they saw in May. Mm-hmm. They're calling them in November, December, maybe even January, and saying, I remember your work from the Big Easel. Do you possibly still have that piece available? If they do, great, they sell it. But if not, they're able to present other work, and a sale happens. And so Big Easel artists are seeing follow-up sales throughout the whole year after each event. And that is really when Hope Hebert and Karen Daigle and some employees of River Ranch Development began the event in 2006. That is what they wanted to happen. That is why the event started.
Mm-hmm. To really give the artists from here that opportunity, as you said.
And it started as a very small event. And so now in 2014, to have 72 artists and to still have many committees and many organizations lose the goal along the way. And one thing that's just been really important for the Big Easel is to not lose that goal. Mm-hmm. And that has been the goal from the beginning. And it certainly, as long as I'm involved with the organization, will continue.
The goal about artist development.
Artist development and exposure. Mm-hmm. And giving them a platform to have great success.
Again, we are talking about the Big Easel. It takes place this Saturday from 9 until 4 o'clock. And is there – what's parking like there? You're talking about thousands of people coming.
It's actually – you know what? It's because the event goes all – you know, that whole day.
Okay, there are waves of people.
Yeah, it's staggered. There's a big four-story parking tower right around the corner from Town Square. And so that is where most people park. There's also the parking lot behind Romicelli, Cafe Roma, that people park in. And there will be signs that have arrows that say the Big Easel and an arrow letting them know where to go. So it should be pretty clear. But do remember the parking tower, which is right by the Carriage House Hotel in River Ranch. Park there. There's four levels of parking.
Okay, 9 until 4 this Saturday. Jacob, how many pieces will you have in your tent space?
I will – actually, this year is a little bit different. Jeffrey is having his very own tent, and I'm going to be under that tent. So what I usually do have a 10x10 tent, but this year I'm going to have a wall with my work on the front and back of it. So I'm rounding about 30 pieces, you know, smaller works, mm-hmm. you know, framed mm-hmm. works. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited for it.
All right. Yeah. And Jeffrey, what kind of pieces will you have?
I'm not an artist. I'm an art consultant. And so I will have Jeffrey McCullough Art and Design Consulting, which is who I am. We'll have a tent representing six artists.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And who are the other artists in your
tent? In that tent? Mm-hmm. Jacob Broussard, Paige Jones-Davis from Spartanburg, South Carolina, Kelly Kaufman from Lafayette, Lawrence Young from Provincetown, Massachusetts, Ann McLeod from Metairie, Louisiana, and Connor McManus from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Right.
Will be in that tent.
Okay, all young artists together. If people would like any more information, is there a website they can go to?
The best is actually the Big Easel's Facebook page. If you go on Facebook and type in the Big Easel, you will see it in their daily post about the event. So that's how you can see a huge sample if you go through the photos of artist work, in many cases, those actual pieces will be there. And then also details of Saturday.
Okay. So Big Easel Facebook is the best place to go.
Yes.
Well, thank you both for coming
by.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Jeffrey McCullough is the organizer for the Big Easel. Jacob Broussard graduating from UL Lafayette this month.
That's right.
In fine arts, visual arts. He will be at the Big Easel as well. Thank you.
Thanks so much.